Now time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold after a game yesterday and Christmas break as well. And Coach, we'll start off with your guys' break. And you were gone, and you had an assistant take over for you guys' practices. How do you feel like that all kind of sorted out for you guys?
Oh, I think it went all right. I'm not a big fan of the whole Christmas break thing. It kind of feel like when you start to get in a groove and then you got to shut everything down, and it's kind of hard to get things going again. But, you know, we worked on a few things, and now we just got to get ready for everything. You know, it's all starting right back up and doesn't end again until March. So.
And it's very true. Trenton Van Houten, he had 14 points as you guys fell to Horton yesterday, 64-50. 14 points for Trenton, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. A pretty solid overall effort, although he did have a few turnovers in this one as well. Your thoughts on the way he played?
Very, very solid. It's still not quite falling for him like we think it will. You know, in practice, you watch him, and it's just he makes shot after shot after shot, and I know sooner or later it's going to click for him there, and they're really going to start falling. But what I was most impressed with him last night was he filled up every stat category we have. You know, he had deflections, he had steals, he took a charge, you know, rebounds. He did a lot of things to help us last night.
And Coy Perry, he struggled a little bit in this one. He had just 2 points on 4 shot attempts in this game. Your thoughts on what's kind of going on with him?
Oh, you know, sometimes you just get in a little bit of a funk, try to do too much instead of just letting the game come to you. But we're confident he'll figure it out and be just fine.
And Josh, he also had a solid day. And how big is it for you to have Josh Rowe, a senior, kind of step up and fill in for the second highest scorer on the team for this one?
It was very, very big for us last night, especially. He's got the potential. Josh sometimes just gets going too fast, but, man, when he's got a good shot, he's athletic and get to the rim. He's got good hops. And, you know, last night I felt like he just took open shots and knocked him down, and then when he had a chance, he took it to the rim and went up strong. We got to get better at the free throw line. I think he ended up going 2 for 6 at the line. And overall, as a team, we shot like 45%, which is, you know, Shaquille O'Neal bad. So we've got to figure out a way to get better at that.
And then you guys have a game on Friday against ACCHS. What are some things that you know about this Tigers team?
You know, I don't know a lot. I haven't got to really look at much of their film. I know I talked a little bit with a couple different coaches and know they're going to get after it. They're going to play hard. So, you know, we've been worried more about things that we need to work on right now. And so we'll try to get some things fixed and roll it out there and see what happens.
And we sure will. And then you guys have Jackson Heights coming up as well next Tuesday, and that game will be on the Cobra Channel at mscsports.net. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it today. Best of luck coming up here in the next week.
All right, I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFRN Realty.